Let's play a round of Breakfast for Your Brain. Up for grabs, a $25 gift certificate to Shawnee Bluff Winery in Lake Ozark. But first, you got to answer this question.
According to a recent survey, it revealed this as the number one food in people's dreams. What is it?
Ooh, 893-9494, 800-700-KATI, if you think you know the answer.
That question one more time. According to a recent survey, it revealed that this is the number one food in people's dreams. What is it?
It's Breakfast for Your Brain. Cat Country.
642, Aaron and Matt in the morning on 94.3 Cat Country, playing Breakfast for Your Brain, giving you a chance to win a $25 gift certificate to Shawnee Bluff Winery in Lake Ozark.
Your question this morning, a recent survey revealed this as the number one food in people's dreams. What is it?
Let's head to the cat lines.
Hi, is it cake?
It's not cake. Oh, that's a good one, though. Thank you so much.
893-9494 to take a guess. Or 800-700-KATI if you think you might know the answer.
That question again, recent survey revealed this as the number one food in people's dreams. What is it?
Breakfast for Your Brain. Good luck from Cat Country. Here's your question again. According to a recent survey, it revealed this as the number one food in people's dreams. What is it?
Let's head to the cat lines.
Good morning. It's chocolate, Will.
There you go.
Recent survey revealed the number one food in people's dreams is chocolate. Congratulations. What's your name?
I'm Bob Mullen.
All right, Bob. Well, do you dream about chocolate?
I can't say that I do, but I know a lot of them ladies out there love chocolate.
Yes, they do. Not gonna lie. Well, congratulations. You walk away with a $25 gift certificate to Shawnee Bluff Winery in Lake Ozark.
Sounds awesome. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. So, yeah, there you go. Matt, have you ever dreamed about chocolate?
Boy, I don't know if I dream much about food.
Yeah, usually when I dream, I have two dreams that I dream about quite a bit, and it's so bizarre. Two of them are about houses, different houses. You know, my grandmother's growing up, and then my aunt's. But what's crazy is you walk in, it all looks the same.
Really?
But there's always a secret door.
Ooh.
Yeah. And in my grandmother's, it leads to this attic that's just full of all kinds of cool old, like, treasures, you know, like, fun stuff. Okay, in my aunt's, and this is so bizarre, and I've had this dream several times, you open up the secret door, and there's, like, a bunch of ninjas. It's, like, people down there, like, practicing martial arts and stuff, which is so weird. Like, my cousins weren't involved in karate or anything like that. Like, it does not make sense.
What are you eating or drinking before you go to bed?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't had either one of those dreams in, like, the last, you know, 5-6 years. But every once in a while, they pop up. And I'm just like, they make no sense.
Yeah, you're right on that. It does not make any sense at all. Maybe you're supposed to be a ninja.
I don't know. Maybe I'm. Who knows? Breakfast for Your Brain questions and answers. We've got them for you at 943cat.com.